disappeared. Where can I find him? Perhaps you've seen him somewhere? No, Rabbi Eliyahu, I haven't seen him.
He left then as he had come, like a wind-swept shadow. He had already passed through the door when I suddenly remembered seeing his son running by my side. I had forgotten that, and I didn't tell Rabbi Eliyahu. Then I remembered something else. His son had seen him losing ground, limping, staggering back to the rear of the column. He had seen him, and he had continued to run on in front, letting the distance between them grow greater. A terrible thought loomed up in my mind. He had wanted to get rid of his father. He had felt that his father was growing weak. He had believed that the end was near and had sought this separation in order to get rid of the burden, to free himself from an encumbrance which could lessen his own chances of survival. I had done well to forget that, and I was glad Rabbi Eliyahu should continue to look for his beloved son. And in spite of myself, a prayer rose in my heart to that God in whom I no longer believed. My God, Lord of the universe, give me strength never to do what Rabbi Eliyahu's son has done. Shouts rose outside in the yard where darkness had fallen. The SS ordered the ranks to form up. The march began again. The dead stayed in the yard under the snow like faithful guards assassinated without burial. No one had said the prayer for the dead over them. Sons abandoned their father's remains without a tear. On the way, it snowed, snowed, snowed endlessly. We were marching more slowly. The guards themselves seemed tired. My wounded foot no longer hurt me. It must have been completely frozen. The foot was lost to me. It had detached itself from my body like the wheel of a car. Too bad. I should have to resign myself. I could live.